Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom disguised as a super chill conversation. You know that feeling when you trip over thin air and everyone's staring? Yeah, we've all been there. But instead of beating ourselves up, what if we could turn those moments into opportunities for self-compassion? Today, we're diving deep into the power of mindful reflection, a game changer for anyone who wants to ditch the inner critic and embrace a little more kindness towards themselves. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs left and right. We're constantly bombarded with expectations, deadlines, and that never-ending scroll of social media where everyone seems to have it perfectly figured out, spoiler alert. They don't. So, how do we navigate this crazy ride without losing our sense of self? The answer lies in practicing self-compassion, treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and care we would offer a dear friend. Think about it, when your bestie is going through a tough time, you wouldn't berate them for their mistakes, right? You'd offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even a giant tub of ice cream, because sometimes that's exactly what the doctor orders. Now, how do we extend that same level of support to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion through mindful reflection. 1. Recognize your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly reminding you of your flaws and shortcomings? Yeah, that's the inner critic. It can be a real drag, but it's important to acknowledge its presence. Don't fight it, just observe it. Notice when it chimes in with those negative thoughts and remember that it's not always telling the truth. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, "I'm such an idiot for making that mistake," stop and ask yourself, "Is this really true? Or is it a harsh, unrealistic expectation? Would I say this to a friend? Probably not. So why am I saying it to myself?" 3. Practice self-forgiveness. We all mess up. It's part of being human. But instead of dwelling on past mistakes, try to forgive yourself and move forward. Think of it like this. You wouldn't hold a grudge against someone for spilling their coffee, right? So why hold yourself to a different standard? 4. Focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and abilities. Take some time each day to acknowledge and appreciate what you're good at. It could be anything from being a great listener to having a knack for making people laugh. Celebrating your strengths can boost your self-esteem and remind you of your worth. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the most important takeaway of all. Treat yourself with the same love, care, and understanding that you would offer to someone you truly cherish. Ever feel like you're constantly pushing yourself to the limit? You know that feeling when you're so focused on achieving your goals that you forget to take care of your well-being? Well, picture this. You're running a marathon. You're giving it your all, but halfway through, you start to feel exhausted and depleted. What would happen if you ignored those signs and pushed yourself even harder? Chances are, you'd burn out completely. It's the same with life. We need to make time for self-care and recharge our batteries. Here's a real-life example. Imagine your friend is going through a stressful breakup. They're constantly checking their phone, obsessing over social media, and drowning in a sea of negative thoughts. Instead of adding fuel to the fire by agreeing with every complaint, you offer them a listening ear, encourage them to take a break from technology, and suggest activities that bring them joy. You remind them that they are worthy of love and happiness, even during tough times. By practicing self-compassion, you're not enabling their behavior, you're providing support and helping them navigate through a challenging period. So remember, cultivating self-compassion isn't about being perfect or giving up on your goals. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, recognizing your strengths and weaknesses, and embracing the journey with grace. It's about creating a safe space for yourself to grow, learn, and evolve without judgment. Take a deep breath, be kind to yourself, and remember you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to practice self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom that will help you navigate life with clarity, purpose, and a whole lot of grace. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.